three defendants file a motion for a mistrial. In sports, the Rangers beat the Oilers 5-3. Islanders fall to the Flyers 3-2 in a shootout. The Devils lose 4-3 to the Panthers in overtime. Thursday night football, the Falcons pound the Buccaneers 43-28. WCBS News time, 2 o'clock.
Yes, North Carolina is a battleground state.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were battling for votes there Thursday.
You take a look at the lines in Florida. You take a look at the lines right here. You take a look at the lines in Texas and in Georgia and all of us. It is unbelievable what's going on. I'll tell you, you talk about movement, it is a real movement.
Do we want him controlling the Justice Department? I've said many times he has shown us who he is. Now it is up to us.
Correspondent Jim Crisula.
It doesn't come as a surprise to many here, including George Weston, that the swing state is considered so crucial in electing a president.
The strength of the numbers of people in North Carolina, black, white, Hispanic, or other, are significant that we could cause the election to go one way or the other. Every day, I see the diversity of North Carolina.
Far more Democrats cast ballots during the early voting period than Republicans, with polls showing Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump. Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
In the battleground state of Pennsylvania, state police have expanded an investigation into possible voter fraud, raiding the Philadelphia headquarters of Washington-based Fieldworks. That's a group that works with Democrats to get out the vote. Agents say they're looking for evidence of fraudulent voter registration forms.
The Labor Department releases its employment report for October in the morning. Economists predicting job growth of around 175,000 and that the overall unemployment rate would drop by a tenth to 4.9%. CBS News business analyst Joe Schlesinger says the devil is in the details.
The broader unemployment rate, which adds in marginally attached workers and those who are working part-time but would like a full-time job, remains at a stubbornly high level of 9.7%. While that rate is down from a peak of over 17% in early 2010, still about 1.5%.